I'm happy to say that unexpectedly we have the chairman of the Mackinac Policy Conference, who we have not spent a lot of time together. Matt Elliott, your praises have been sung from Sandy Barua to anyone else who came by. They were singing your praises as the president of the Bank of America in our area, but you have global responsibilities. And along with all of that, you took on the responsibility of being chairman of this event. So let me congratulate you, because so far, so good. It's been fabulous.
Well, thank you, Paul W. It's been a tremendous privilege to be the chairman of this year's conference, and it's also a great responsibility. This is an institution in our state. We know that. And so we wanted to bring a very powerful theme to this year's discussion, which is the power of and. And, you know, I couldn't have said it better myself than what Justin just walked through in terms of how Enbridge looks at the and. And that's a lot of the ways how we look at it, too, you know, through our lens at Bank of America, but also just those of us here at the conference. It's inclusive thinking. It's not an or. It's an and.
How's the job going? Everything happy? You're happy with being president and all the things that you've been involved with in this job in Michigan?
I'm thrilled to be able to represent Bank of America in Michigan. It's been a tremendous opportunity. This is year 10 for me. I've also had just an incredible experience. My wife, Ann, and I, who's my unofficial co-chair here, we've had a tremendous experience chairing the conference. You know, the amount of work that it takes by the chamber staff, the Grand Hotel staff, the planning, it's like launching a rocket. It's incredible, and it goes off without a hitch, and I think our attendees, the people who participate in this year's conference are going to be thrilled. I sure am.
Hey, you know, but you've been under the radar if you've been doing this for 10 years. You've been under the radar, and this is kind of like a coming-out party for you and Ann.
A little bit, Paul W., but you know what? What we do, we go to work. You know, we're good Midwestern folks. I'm a lifelong Michigander, and so we've been out there doing our work, doing our job, helping the Bank of America organization deliver on its purpose, which is to improve financial lives and make it better for us here in the state and in the city.
Well, good for you. Anything else we need to know that you think we don't know about Bank of America?
Well, I mean, Bank of America, the theme of the power of and is actually something we run the company with. We call it the genius of and. It's a Jim Collins management concept. And so when my boss, Brian Moynihan, is here today, he'll talk about the fact that for us, profits and purpose, they go together. And in fact, they have to go together for us to be successful long term. And you're going to see a lot of these things where on the face of them, sometimes they're thought of as either ors. More often than not, they're ands, and they have to be solved together. And that's going to be the fun conversation we're going to have for the next 3 days.
Well, and I think, Ryan, you brought that up in a good way. It is not either or. It's not the environment or energy. Come on, let's be realistic. We have to all be in this together. It's and. It's energy and the environment, period.
That's why sustainability is one of our pillars.
Good for you. Thanks for being here. Again, great job on this great event. Chairman of the Mackinac Policy Conference with his wife, Ann, and good to give her credit, like I give my wife credit, too. That's important. In fact, Ann Thomas is over there speaking with Ann right now. We appreciate you, Matt Elliott, and the great work you're doing as president of Bank of America, Michigan, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon, now that you're out. Now that you're out and about.
Looking forward to being here and looking forward to the opportunity, Paul W. Thank you.
And Ryan Duffy, anytime you have information you think our listeners need to know from Enbridge, we're all ears.
For sure. We will. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. We continue at 8:46 on WJR.